time for overtime.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
3-2 pitch. Fastball belted, deep right.
From coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
It's hour number two on a Monday. Thanks so much for being a part of the show, as always. ESPN Sioux Falls. Burt Ramin, yours truly. Track me down on Twitter before, during, or after the show at Burt ESPN. Still to come on this day in sports history. We always carve out a spot each and every week on Monday for a little sports trivia, sports history, and fun across the sports world, including a fun tongue-in-cheek celebration kind of day every July 1st. We'll get to that here in about 20 minutes. NHL draft rewind and the latest from the NBA free agency world. Woj broke it about 20 minutes ago. More breaking news to share here momentarily surrounding the Eastern Conference and the NBA champion Boston Celtics. We'll dive into that momentarily here with you and full on dive into all of the deals you need to know about from the NBA around 12:30. Wrap up today's show, 12:45, with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Major League Baseball on the scorecard from yesterday. First things first, a good rivalry matchup. Cubs and Brewers over the weekend. Cubs did manage to win a game in the series, but the Brewers dig the long ball, and they are on a torrid pace with grand slams.
1-0 pitch. Fly ball to deep right. Are you kidding me? Another grand slam! 7-1 Brewers on the fifth grand slam in the last 8 days.
5 grand slams in 8 days. There's some teams that don't hit 5 in an entire year, 5 in an entire 2-season span, and the Milwaukee Brewers win game number 50 of the season. Audio there, WTMJ, Brewers 7, Cubs 1. Other final, AL Central bout between Cleveland and Kansas City. Royals over the Guardians yesterday, 6-2, 47-39, the new record for KC. It took 14 innings to separate the Rockies and the White Sox yesterday. Colorado wins on the road in extras. Final there, 5-4. Rockies' new record, 28-55. Cincinnati was blanked on the road at St. Louis. Cardinals win it 2-0. New record for St. Louis, 43-40. And Detroit and the Angels, 7-6, the final. Detroit almost blew it, but here's how they got up 7-0 yesterday.
2-1. Swinging a high fly ball right center field. Moniak going back, looking up. Gone! Carson Kelly, opposite field, 2-out, 3-run home run.
7-6 would be the final. Detroit wins. WXYT on the audio coverage there. Detroit's new record, 38-46. They're not the only team that won in the AL Central yesterday. Minnesota Twins find a way to get a win. 5-3 the final in Seattle. Cole Sands with the victory. Trevor Larnach, one of many long balls recently. Minnesota has hit a homer in 19 straight games.
This ball hit high in the air. Right center field, Rodriguez chasing in front of the J-Rod squad, and it's gone. A home run for Trevor Larnach. And the Twins lead the game 5-3 with a franchise record homer in 19 consecutive games.
5-3 the final. Minnesota 47-37. Treasure Island Baseball Network on the audio there. Today and tonight across Major League Baseball, 3 total games, and that is it. Astros at Blue Jays get going at 2:05. Mets at Nationals from D.C. 5:45 on ESPN+. Lastly, Brewers at the Rockies from Denver. That is a 7:40 projected start time. Your latest American League standings on a Monday. Guardians still the top team in the Central, 6 games better than the Twins, 7 games better than the Royals, followed in the standings by the Tigers and White Sox. Out to the AL West, it's the Mariners, 3.5 games up on the Houston Astros. Definitely a pulse lately for Houston after a slow start. 8 games better than the Rangers, followed in the AL West standings by the Angels and the Athletics. And the AL East continues to intrigue. Orioles and Yankees technically tied. Orioles .003 win percentage points better than the Yankees right now. Baltimore 53-31. Yankees Yankees are 54-32, followed by the Red Sox in third place, 8.5 games back. Tampa Bay and Toronto bringing up the rear with a record of 38-45. WNBA finals from yesterday, Atlanta lost to New York on the road, 81-75. Liberty are 16-3. Minnesota tops Chicago yesterday despite another strong performance from Angel Reese, final score 70-62. Lynx are 14-4, and the Indiana Fever keep on winning, finding ways to gain some traction now at this stage of the season. 1-7 start. They're now 8-12. Caitlin Clark nearly a triple-double yesterday, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 12 assists, and an 88-82 road win for Indiana in Phoenix with the loss. Now the Mercury fall to 9-9. Tonight in the WNBA, two games that get going same time, 9 o'clock, Sun at Mercury, Wings at Storm. Ladder game can be seen tonight on NBA TV. NASCAR race over the weekend, Joey Logano takes the checkered flag at Nashville, followed by Zane Smith and Tyler Reddick. Coming up on Sunday, race in downtown Chicago, street course, 3:30 on NBC. PGA Tour golf over the weekend, the Rocket Mortgage Classic from Detroit. Cam Davis, one stroke better than four golfers, tied for second place. Cam Davis, 18 under. And amateur Luke Clanton, one of the stories over the weekend, finishes tied for 10th at 14 under par. Next up for the PGA Tour, the John Deere Classic from TPC Deer Run down in Silvis, Illinois. Big news from the NBA this morning, and it continues to headline here on our scorecard. Paul George lands with the Sixers, and Tim Bontemps says he likes the addition.
If these three guys are healthy in the playoffs, they have as high a ceiling as any team in the league besides Boston. I think they're the second best team in the East if these guys are healthy. Because, again, you're talking about, like, in a series against the Knicks, they got three of the four best players on the court. Like, they have supreme high-end talent. It's going to be a question of whether they're healthy, what they can put around them. But the Sixers, for a year, have been preparing to sign a big player. They got the single best player available in Paul George, and he's a perfect fit with their team. So it's hard to say they could have done any better. And it gives them the best chance to win that they've had at least since 2019 with Joel Embiid.
Not always is everyone a fan of this move. We played the Chris Canty clip in hour number one, saying that this does not make Philly that much better. Evan Cohen on the fence a little bit, but saying let's give Joel Embiid one more year before we make any big moves to blow this thing up.
I'm giving this 1 year. 1 year. If Joel Embiid is healthy and this does not work, Joel Embiid is on the trading block next year. Next summer at this time, if this does not work, if I get a full season out of Embiid and I get a full season out of Maxey and I get a full season out of Paul George and this thing doesn't work, I am turning the tables. It is now on Embiid. If they don't get to the conference finals after at this season, I have to take phone calls on Joel Embiid. This is his fifth co-star. At some point, the tables turned.
Hard to disagree with that, and it's hard to disagree with it even if he is healthy and it jives a little bit there in Philadelphia to the tune of, let's call it, a third-place finish in the East. If they get ousted anytime before the Eastern Conference Finals, and maybe even if they get ousted in the Eastern Conference Finals in a sweep or a gentleman sweep five games, hard to say that this wouldn't be a disappointment for Philadelphia. I know that Paul George isn't who he used to be, but when you add marquee pieces, marquee expectations follow. You got Maxey back. You got Embiid back. You got Paul George coming to town. Philly will be highly thought of coming into the season for good reason, and certainly worth criticizing if it doesn't work out after just 1 year. Speaking of things that are about to come unraveled, the Golden State Warriors' future is in doubt with Klay Thompson. Zach Lowe offering up this on the departure of the star in the Bay Area.
This is the end of something magical in basketball. Like, this was a dynastic team, and this guy, from the threes in Oklahoma City to the threes against Toronto to coming out with a busted ACL to shoot the free throws to the loudest ovation I heard in that arena ever. This is the end of something, and we need to take a moment to appreciate it. We also need to take a moment to ask, wait a second, hold on here. Same with the Clippers. What's plan B here for this team that has one of the 10 to 12 greatest players of all time still playing at an all-NBA level? They just waived Chris Paul. That salary slot's gone. They might lose an all-time great Warrior, all-time great player for nothing. That player would be gone.
Certainly interesting situation moving forward for Golden State. Some young talent on the team. Steph Curry sticking around. Klay Thompson not so much. Landing spot not yet determined for him. Quickly, before we turn our page into our ReliaBank headlines of the day, update from Wimbledon so far today. Francis Tiafoe survives a five-set thriller against Matteo Arnaldi in his first round matchup. Casper Ruud also gets by Alex Bolt. Medvedev clears his first-round opponent, as does Carlos Alcaraz. And in action right now on the men's side, top-seeded world number one Jannik Sinner leading 5-3 in set number one. You can watch that and all of Wimbledon on ESPN. Into your ReliaBank headlines of the day, we promised you a big-time update from the NBA, and we will get it right now on the show as we crank it up here with news from Woj. Boston Celtics guard Derek White has signed a four-year, $125.9 million contract extension to remain with the Boston Celtics. The deal includes a player option, and Woj goes on to say via Twitter, huge offseason priority for the champion Boston Celtics. So they reload, re-sign one of their own, contract extension. We saw Philly do the same, although they did lose Tobias Harris. Philly brings in Paul George, re-ups on a big deal with Maxey. A lot of movers and shakers, nothing crazy buzzworthy just yet. Paul George, the headliner in that regard, but that's the latest breaking news from the NBA. Now into your ReliaBank headlines of the day. Back from a migraine and being pressured hard by Phoenix's defense yesterday, Caitlin Clark still delivered. The Fever guard finished one rebound short of what would have been the first triple-double by a WNBA rookie as the Indiana Fever beat the Phoenix Mercury 88-82 yesterday. As is typical for Clark in Indiana this year, Fever supporters and women's basketball fans made up a decent-sized portion of the sellout crowd of more than 17,000 at Footprint Center in Phoenix. Despite the Fever falling behind 17-4 to open up the game, they were down 11 at halftime, being down as many as 15 in the second half. The Fever sent their fans home happy yesterday, come from behind, 88-82 win. And again, it was a good battle between Taurasi and Caitlin Clark and their respective teams. Caitlin Clark and this squad starting to get some things figured out. I remember on the day after the WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark sent here, Angel Reese sent there. All the big stars were selected immediately. The Rookie of the Year odds were shifted so heavily in favor of Caitlin Clark. And again, you're talking about win totals and championship odds. I think the Fever had the fifth best championship odds the day after the WNBA draft. It led a lot of people scratching their heads saying, isn't that a little bit early? And certainly it looked that way. They started out the season 1-7. They're now 8-12. Should be a very competitive team down the stretch. Maybe not an elite team this year, the likes of the Liberty and the Lynx and others, but certainly Indiana Fever finding their way right now at the mid stage of this WNBA start to the season. The Florida Panthers core is remaining together. Sam Reinhart missed the championship parade, but won't miss the attempt to defend the title next season. Reinhart scored the game winner in game 7 of the Stanley Cup final recently, and the Panthers have agreed with the player on a new 8-year, $69 million contract. The Associated Press reports the deal got done last night, which is critical for the team to keep their star out of unrestricted free agency, and now they've got their trio together for the long term. Just how long, you're asking? Barkov, Tkachuk, and Reinhart are now all under contract with the team together for the next 6 years. Reinhart, who's Panther, scored a Panther record 67 goals this past season, including 10 in the playoffs, missed Sunday's parade and rally celebrating the Stanley Cup because he was attending his best friend's wedding, sent a video instead telling fans he wished he could have been at the events. But again, talk about staying power. Anytime you win anything at any level of professional sports, the vultures are circling, looking to pick the carcass, pick the overall elite talent you've got, coaching staff, players, youngsters, farm system, whatever it might be. This is a big get and a big retention for the Florida Panthers in their future. 8-year, $69 million deal with Sam Reinhart. Star wide receiver Brandon Ayuk said he wants to stay with the 49ers this season despite a lingering contract stalemate with the team. Ayuk added intrigue recently with that TikTok post talking to his friend, quarterback Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders, saying they don't want me back. Whatever it might be, they're far apart on salary. They're working it out sooner than later, I'm sure. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler previously reported that talks between the Niners and Ayuk have stalled a bit. Ayuk is entering the final year of his rookie contract and is slated to count $14.1 million against the cap this year. Receiver coming off a career high, 75 catch, 1,342 yard and 7 touchdown season. A lot of mouths to feed there in the Bay Area. San Francisco, elite roster across the board. Elite offensive line, defensive line, back end of the defense, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends galore in San Francisco. You're going to have to pay the Piper eventually. If I were the Niners, I pay Ayuk. I roll the dice on Deebo Samuel and say, hey, earn a contract extension, then we'll talk, because Deebo has been dinged up. Love the player, but I get Ayuk back. He's younger, healthier, and has been, frankly, better over the last couple years than Deebo Samuel has been. Brandon Ayuk should be a priority for the Niners. Find a way to get the deal done, but as of right now, no deal in place for Ayuk and the Niners. Lastly here for you Husker fans out there, big news over the weekend. This hit late on Friday. I still think it's worth mentioning today. There's been a big-time defection from the University of Southern California football program. One of those players that entered the transfer portal was defensive back Sierre Wright. He's committed now to transfer to Nebraska. Started 15 games for the Trojans over the past 2 years and played in 23 career college football games. Wright now joins a team that finished in the top 15 in total defense last year and scoring under coordinator Tony White. Huskers returned 7 defensive starters, 10 on offense, which has led to high expectations this coming season after the team finished 5-7 in year number 1 under head coach Matt Rhule. Wright is a former top 110 recruit in ESPN's rankings from back in the class of 2021. This is a big get, and even if he's just a depth player, certainly something that can impact your program this year. I said it in hour number one. I'll say it again. I'm not scared to jinx him, although I'm also not a fan of the Huskers. This team's bowling this year. I don't want to say absolutely guaranteed because you don't want to put that into the universe. They won 5 games last year. They should have won 7 or 8. This year, 7 or 8's realistic. It's probable, and I think very, very likely for you Husker fans out there. Several big games loom early. They got Colorado again. Can't wait to see this season unfold down in Lincoln. Those are your ReliaBank headlines of the day. As always, check them out in person or online for a better local banking option. See the fine folks at ReliaBank in person or online at ReliaBank.com. When we come back, it's your weekly history lesson on this day in sports history. Also, a yearly celebration that you can't afford to miss. That's next on Overtime.
Stream us online, stream us on the app. Streaming now, Overtime with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you on this Monday edition of Overtime. Thanks so much for tuning us in as always. In case you miss any of the show, including great interviews, other content, and more, podcast links are easy to find, ESPNSiouxFalls.com or on the free ESPN Sioux Falls app. It's just about time for On This Day in Sports History, including a once-a-year celebration that's not a birthday that you can't afford to miss. Also, something you can't afford to miss is our fireworks certificate giveaway, Pyroholic I-29T Fireworks Exit. I got a couple of $25 gift certificates, one per caller. If you can go ahead and give us a call at the end of this segment, I'll call it out once again before we go to break. You could be a lucky winner today. $25 gift certificate to Pyroholic Fireworks Warehouse, I-29T Fireworks Exit. Now, though, it's time for your weekly history lesson and that once-a-year celebration worth noting today. It falls on this July 1st every year. Can't wait to talk to you about it. It's On This Day in Sports History.
History repeats itself.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Well, sometimes. In the world of sports, there are moments that are fleeting.
My, oh my!
And some that live forever.
Russell looks, throws inside. Oh my God, it's picked off!
Oh, he broke his ankles!
Snap good, spot down, Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good, he missed it! Are you kidding me?
It's time for Bert to deliver those moments that happened on this day in sports history.
We're going way back to start out on this day in sports history, all the way back to 1859 was the first intercollegiate baseball game where the pitching was pretty darn suspect on this day. Amherst beat Williams 66-32 in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Different game back then, different game now. On this day in 1859, the first intercollegiate baseball game, very high scoring, 66-32. 1903 on this day, the Tour de France, the inaugural race, begins in Montgeron, a southeastern suburb of Paris. 1904, the third summer modern Olympic Games open in St. Louis, the first of which to be held in the United States. 1910 on this day, the Chicago White Sox Park, later Comiskey Park, opened for the first time as the St. Louis Browns came to town and beat the White Sox 2-0 on this day in 1910. 1916 on this day, more baseball history. Pittsburgh shortstop Honus Wagner, at age 42 and 4 months, connected at Cincinnati to become the oldest player to hit an inside-the-park home run. The Pirates beat the Reds that day 2-1. 1931 on this day, Cleveland Municipal Stadium, home to the Indians of Major League Baseball, the Browns of the National Football League, capacity of over 78,000, was opened on this day in 1931. That stadium was demolished back in 1996. 1947 on this day, the Basketball Association of America, which later became the NBA, held their inaugural college player draft. 1982. History began for Cal Ripken Jr. He made the first of his record 2,216 consecutive Major League Baseball starts at shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. In 2018 on this day, NBA superstar LeBron James has agreed to a four-year, $154 million deal to join the Los Angeles Lakers. Moving on from the Cleveland Cavaliers, 2018 on this day, LeBron James joins the Lakers. He's still there at least for now. And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Bobby gets his 14th installment of the $1.193 million every single year now through 2035. A little bit more digging on this in case you're not familiar with Bobby Bonilla. After being traded to the Dodgers partway through the 1998 season, he then signed with the New York Mets for a second time in 1999. When the Mets wanted to release him at the end of the year, Bonilla negotiated a settlement whereby the Mets would pay him roughly $1.19 million on July 1st every year from 2011 through 2035, a date that has become known in Mets fandom as Bobby Bonilla Day. He is also paid $500,000 by the Orioles every year from 2004 to 2028, to them having a deferred contract with him as well. Bobby Bonilla Day today, continuing through 2035. I didn't realize he was also being paid by the Orioles. I don't know if it's smart, but it certainly is fun. The fact that he's getting $1,193,248.20. Don't leave out the two dimes at the end. $1,193,248.20 every July 1st from now to 2035. Been going on since 2011. Is it good business? Is it mathematically the best decision for Bonilla? I'm not sure, but certainly pretty cool. Every July 1st, you get $1 million+ in your bank account and $500,000 from the Baltimore Orioles as well. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to all that celebrate. Now on to birthdays. 1925 birthday today for Art McNally, American Pro Football Hall of Fame referee and executive, born on this day in Philadelphia in 1925, passed away just last year. Happy 63rd birthday today, 1961 birthday to American sprinter and long jumper, nine-time Olympic gold winner 1984, 88, 92, 96, born in Birmingham, Alabama on this day. Happy 63rd birthday to Carl Lewis. 1980 birthday today for Nelson Cruz, the Dominican baseball DH, right fielder, seven-time Major League Baseball All-Star, celebrating today. A couple other baseball birthdays. Happy birthday, 1986 birthday for Charlie Blackman, and happy birthday to Michael Wacha, 1991 American baseball pitcher, NLCS MVP in 2013, and an All-Star in 2015 with the Cardinals, born on this day in Iowa City, Iowa, back in 1990. 91. That's on this day in sports history. When we come back, still so much to get to from the world of sports. We'll dive in to the NHL draft. We haven't talked about Macklin Celebrini going number one overall. Who went number two? To my Chicago Blackhawks, we'll dive in there. And who did the Minnesota Wild land in the first round over the weekend? Of course, we'll also keep tabs on NBA free agency, the latest news, and the latest nuggets from around the NBA. You want fireworks certificates? You want some help acquiring some things that go boom ahead of the 4th of July? Dial me up right now. First come, first serve. Caller 1, caller 2. $25 gift certificates up for grabs for Pyroholic Fireworks Warehouse. I-29 T Fireworks Exit, 605-362-3776. That number, 605-362-3776.
Don't miss a moment of pro sports action. Stay connected and download the app for Overtime on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Right back with you on this Monday edition of Overtime. Appreciate all the interest, all the calls heading into break. If you missed out on a $25 gift certificate, I still have some ready and available for you throughout the rest of the week. I'd like to get these out, get you an opportunity to use them there and buy some fireworks and use them safely over the 4th of July holiday coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday into the weekend. As we dive in to your NHL draft recap, NBA talk as well. Big news out of the NBA breaking moments ago. The Celtics have extended their contract with Derek White. Get you the latest financials and more on that deal in just a second. But first things first, you missed out on the NHL draft over the weekend. The San Jose Sharks held the number one overall pick, and predictably, they took Macklin Celebrini from Boston University, a guy who played at a regional here in Sioux Falls recently as part of the postseason of college hockey. San Jose Sharks take Celebrini. NHL.com saying the Sharks finally make official what's been assumed since the start of the draft lottery with the selection of Celebrini. Skill set and work ethic have been compared to former Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews and Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby. That's pretty elite company. Celebrini signs and joins the Sharks this season, and he'll join Will Smith, the number four pick of last year's draft, to form the foundation of what the Sharks hope will be a return to contention for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Celebrini was the youngest player in college hockey this season, recently turned 18 mid-June. Imagine being 18 years old, top pick of the NHL draft. That's a reality for Macklin Celebrini, the center for the Boston University Terrier program, now a member of the San Jose Sharks. The Chicago Blackhawks had the second overall pick, 1 year removed from having the top pick and spending that on Connor Bedard. They go defense in the NHL draft, selecting Artyom Levchinov from Michigan State. Blackhawks got their building block at forward last year with Connor Bedard, and this year they shift the focus to building their defense with Levchinov. Currently has NHL-ready size and said he'll wait until after the draft to decide if he wants to play another year of NCAA hockey or make the jump to the league. Either way, Levchinov projects to be a top-pair defenseman and be the linchpin of a young group that saw a couple other players make big strides last season for Chicago. Third overall was Beckett Senecky of Oshawa for Anaheim. Columbus Blue Jackets at number four selected Caden Lindstrom. And Montreal at number five lands Ivan Demidov of SKA St. Petersburg Junior Hockey. For the Minnesota Wild fans out there, you had to wait till pick 13, but they actually traded up from 13 to 12. Minnesota from Philadelphia lands Zeev Bouyem from Denver, a defenseman. And the Wild traded up one spot to make sure they got the number one defenseman from the NCAA championship team of the Denver Pioneers. And again, Minnesota has a shortage of top-end prospects at the position, but Bouyem has a mature game, an outstanding skill set, and a high-end athletic ability. He'll likely play one more season in college, but it won't be too long before he's sharing the ice with Brock Faber as a foundational piece on the Wild's back end of the ice. Exciting stuff. And again, NHL.com, pick-by-pick breakdown. Appreciate them putting that together. Zeev Bouyam, the latest selection for the Minnesota Wild in round number one. Again, that from NHL.com. Breaking news from the NBA. This coming out just about a half hour ago. The Boston Celtics are retaining one of their best players on the roster. Guard Derek White has agreed on a four-year, $126 million contract extension. Boston acquired White, who turns 30 tomorrow, back at the deadline in 2022, sending a first-round pick and a future first-round swap to the Spurs to land the versatile guard. White went on to help the Celtics make it to the 2022 NBA Finals, where they lost to Golden State. Early exit in 2023, and we all know what happened just earlier, just last month, I guess we're in July now, with Boston winning it all with Derek White and others. After primarily being in a six-man role down the stretch and in the playoffs for Boston in the first half season with Boston, White moved into the starting lineup for each of the past 2 years, earning second-team all-defense honors each year, and established himself as one of the league's premier two-way guards. And again, White, good numbers across the board, 13.8 points, 48 rebounds, and shot 40% from long range in the finals as the Celtics take care of the Mavericks 4-1. The big news today from the NBA features veteran forward Paul George. He agreed on a four-year, $212 million max contract with the 76ers. George's deal, which sources said includes a player option on the final season, that's all the way out in 2027-2028, brings him back to the Eastern Conference to partner with MVP center Joel Embiid and All-Star guard Tyrese Maxey in pursuit of upending the NBA champion and Eastern Conference champion Boston Celtics. The meeting came on the heels of months of unsuccessful negotiations between George and the Clippers, his current team, on a deal to stay in Southern California. George, 34 years old, nine-time All-Star, spent the past 5 years with the Clippers and averaged 23 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and 1 steal over 263 regular season games. George traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2017 before a trade to the Clippers 2 years later as part of LA's move to sign Kawhi Leonard as a free agent. Has moved on. The Clippers and George have been speaking for months about a potential deal, but reportedly never came close on an agreement. Rapid fire through the other news and nuggets and signings and dismissals from the NBA. Tyrese Maxey re-ups with the Sixers as well. Five-year, $204 million maximum contract extension, according to ESPN on Monday. Chris Paul, sixth man last year with Golden State, might be a starter sometime soon down in San Antonio. One-year contract with Coach Pop and Victor Wembanyama worth $11 million. Chris Paul now a San Antonio Spur. Isaiah Hartenstein is now an Oklahoma City Thunder member of that team. Free agent center agreed to a three-year, $87 million deal. Got onto the floor a little bit more than predicted this year as Mitchell Robinson suffers an injury. Isaiah Hartenstein steps up to the plate and does a nice job and has earned himself a big contract, three-year, $87 million deal with OKC. Tobias Harris is the one defection thus far from Philadelphia this offseason, departing the Sixers and moving on. Two-year deal with the Detroit Pistons, 2 years, $52 million. Tobias Harris, 17.2 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists per game this past year in Philly. James Harden, for the first time in a while, is staying put. Can't wait to talk about this one a little bit more. Harden, two-year, $70 million deal to remain with the Clippers. George out of town. Harden will stay. Looking to keep that core together that made L.A. a player at times this season. James Harden back, two-year, $70 million. And lastly here, as we round out your updates from the NBA and your NHL Draft Rewind, the Denver Nuggets have lost one of their own. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is skipping town to the tune of a three-year, $66 million deal to join an ascending team, the Orlando Magic. That's according to Woj. Yesterday, the 31-year-old had been a linchpin at both ends for the Denver Nuggets since arriving in Denver 2 years ago, helping them to their 2022-2023 title with his three-point shooting and ability to guard opposing stars on the perimeter. And again, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, now a member of the Orlando Magic. We're sprinting into the good, the bad, the ugly. That's how we end the show next on Overtime. Don't go anywhere. Back with more of the show after this.
convenient. Sports on the go. Download the free app now. This is ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Back to wrap up this Monday edition of Overtime right here on your Sioux Falls sports leader. Let's hit it with the good, the bad, and the ugly. A lot of good news to share from the sports world today.
Who's been the problem child today? Displayed their ugly side. Whined a bit too much and is now setting a bad example. Bert is calling out today's headline makers with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
More college football is never a bad thing and, frankly, is a great thing. And that's what we're going to get for the Mountain West Conference coming up this year. The Mountain West announcing just moments ago that they and TNT Sports have teamed up on a multi-year agreement to bring Mountain West football to True TV and streaming on HBO Max. So the conference that features the likes of Air Force, New Mexico State, San Diego State, UTEP, Colorado State, and, of course, Wyoming and others will feature a big-time slate there on True TV and HBO Max on streaming. Never a bad thing. More college football, kind of regional there, Mountain West. Maybe that's one of the future Power 5 conferences if they link up with Washington State and Oregon State. Don't want to speculate on that, but we will wait and see. Other good news, Kayla McBride scored 16 points. Nafisa Collier had 13 and 11 rebounds. And the Minnesota Lynx spoiled a record-setting day yesterday from Chicago rookie Angel Reese, rallying for a 70-62 win over the Chicago Sky yesterday. What's so record-breaking yesterday? Reese broke a WNBA single-season record already with her 10th straight double-double, finishing with 10 points and 16 boards. Candace Parker of the Sparks had set the previous record back in 2015. McBride made 2 3-pointers and added 5 rebounds and 5 assists for the Western Conference-leading Lynx, who were coming off a 94-88 loss to last-place Dallas that ended their 7-game winning streak. Collier had 6 assists while recording her 11th double-double of the season. So make no mistake about it, depending upon what rookie you root for, whether it be Cameron Brink, who went down with the injury, Caitlin Clark, who writes her own story, of course, out there in Indianapolis. Angel Reese, though, fantastic rookie year thus far. Definitely one of the odds-on favorites for Rookie of the Year. WNBA single-season record already, 10th straight double-double for Chicago's Angel Reese. Other good news, Patrick Kane is back with a little bit of continuity and consistency with his career. 1-year contract extension with his current team, the Detroit Red Wings. Team made the announcement yesterday. The team did not announce financial terms of the deal, but it is worth $4 million in salary plus $2.5 million in incentives for the 35-year-old Patrick Kane, returning to Detroit after finishing the regular season with 20 goals and 47 points over 50 games of work. Kane had been hampered by his hip over the previous few seasons, but finally looked like his old dominant self again at times. Kane, of course, began his career with the Chicago Blackhawks, entering his 17th professional season. Patrick Kane re-upping with the Detroit Red Wings on a 1-year contract extension as of yesterday. On to the bad news. ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale announced on Friday that he will have surgery to remove cancer from his neck. In a post on Twitter, Vitale said a biopsy of his lymph node showed that there was cancer in his neck, and he said surgery is scheduled for tomorrow. This is the latest cancer diagnosis for Dick Vitale, age 85. In 2021, he was diagnosed with lymphoma months after he had multiple surgeries to remove melanoma. Chronicled his treatments and recovery on social media, posting photos of doctor visits and hospital stays while issuing motivational tips recorded before he was put on vocal rest. And back in 2022, he announced that he was cancer-free. Vitale had vocal cord cancer last summer and underwent radiation treatment, but all the best in this latest fight with cancer for Dick Vitale. Now, on to the ugly here. Former number one overall draft pick of the National Football League, Jamarcus Russell,
was fired as a volunteer assistant coach at his alma mater, Williamson High School, down in Mobile, Alabama, and is facing a lawsuit accusing him of taking $74,000 check meant as a donation to the school. Jamarcus Russell was relieved of his volunteer coaching duties at Williamson High School during the fall of last year. Mobile County Public School officials told WKRG Sports a local business owner, Chris Knowles, wrote a $74,000 check saying that Russell approached him about a donation to help the Williamson football team purchase weight room equipment. The school allegedly never received the check, and Russell reportedly deposited it in a credit union and promptly withdrew $55,000 of the $74,000 deposited. In addition to being fired as a coach, Russell is also not allowed to be on the school's campus, according to a statement from the school district. Very ugly situation there for former number one overall pick Jamarcus Russell. First pick back in 2007, started 25 games for the Raiders over three seasons. Jamarcus Russell, tough situation there. That is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that is our show on a Monday. Stick around throughout the week. We got a couple great guests coming in tomorrow. Area boxer Deontay Walker. We also got our buddies from the Sioux Falls Sports Authority, Thomas Lee, Jerry P, in studio tomorrow, talking about a special announcement we've got on the horizon. We'll keep you posted on that and more. It's been overtime today. It's been a blast. We'll do it tomorrow, 11 to 1, right here on ESPN Sioux Falls.